Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
National panel question for you. Will baseball lose you now that they're canceling games? I asked this yesterday, gave two options, yes or no. Maybe there should have been a third one. They already lost you. Or they lost you the last time they had a work stoppage and 3.5 hour games and reprimanded a player for hitting a home run and not playing the right way. No. Another feather in your map, Major League Baseball. Let's go. Nobody saw Wheel of Fortune yesterday?
No, it was...
I think it was a prank, Tony.
Oh, was it?
I think they were getting your boy, Say Jack.
You got a false flag on that?
The latest on baseball stoppage, nothing. We have nothing. We're left breaking down a picture. Manfred, how's the golf swing look? Manfred, was he smiling and laughing during his press conference? Players, were they ready to bean owners in their press conference? The question is, where do we go from here? Clinton, how much damage is being done to the game of baseball right now? The game you love more than anyone, the game you cover. How much damage is being done?
I think a ton of damage is being done for a couple different reasons. It's not just not having players on the field or at spring training. It's because in terms of what we think of in 2022 about what players versus owners means is a completely different paradigm than we thought back when the last labor stoppage happened in baseball. Completely different than we thought even 5 years ago, just in terms of Americans looking at what's happening. They locked out the players. They chose not to negotiate during a time that was going to be timely to get back to the season in a time that they wanted. And now they're arguing over marginal amounts of money that are millions of dollars because what? Greed. You can't take it any other way at this point, because the bottom line is, when you knock out the minor leagues, it's clear you don't actually care about what's going on at the lower levels of the game. And two, if you're not letting people play, you don't have a chance to get people to be fans. You're ruining what you already have going forward. Never mind turning off people that might have come back to it when people decided that they liked it. It is despicable as far as I'm concerned from the owner's standpoint.
Feel your passion, Clinton Yates, and you're putting it all on the owners. Do you believe the average fan knows this is a lockout, opposed to saying it's a strike, like last time?
I think that the idea of trying to play both poorhouse as an American oligarch and claim that you are operating in the best interest of the public is not going to fly. People are not that stupid anymore. They understand differently what it's like in terms of a labor versus otherwise situation. I just think that an average fan, they might not necessarily care, but they definitely know what's going on. Because, hello, we don't know how much money the owners make because they don't tell us.
Woody Page, I'll bring you in here. You were covering the game, of course, the last time there was a major work stoppage, 1994, 95. Please.
Yes, and that's what I'd like to address. What happened at that point is that there was a diminishing popularity about baseball after 1994 and 95. What brought it back? Steroids. And really, that it took steroids to bring baseball back to popularity because of the Maguire-Sosa home run. I remember in 1996-97 when we were having the steroid cases, and it was kind of coming out in the public, but we were following, me personally, I followed Sosa and Maguire from city to city. It made baseball the most popular sport. Once again, then when people found out about steroids, they went, well, how do we look upon that era? They got no steroids now. They got nothing. They got basically shifts. They've got strikeouts. They've got home runs. They've got a game that's all messed up, and the owners are adding to it because, to use Clinton's word, greed. It's a $10 billion business, and they're fighting over maybe $10 million that they don't want to. They're fighting over whether the draft lottery should be 8 or 4. Give me a break. I think the owners have lost the fans, lost the players, lost the media. They have lost whatever sport they might have had.
Kevin Blackiston, I'll bring you in here. How much damage is done?
Well, I mean, right now the damage seems huge, but, you know, we have to look back in along the historical timeline and realize that there have been labor fights in baseball going back to John Montgomery Ward in the late 1880s. And somehow, some way, baseball will always come back, and people who say that they'll never watch the game again wind up really being in the minority, which is why over the last several seasons, more than that, you can go back and revenues in baseball have gone up and up and up. The problem with this is, back to your question about it being a lockout or a strike, is people have to understand that it is a lockout. And this is very important to understand in American labor history. This is what is going on in this country when you have, as I just mentioned, revenues continuing to go up on the corporate side of America and salaries, in this case in baseball, being stagnant and depressed at the same time. And so that is what these players are fighting for. Just like Starbucks workers are trying to be unionized in order to get a better share of the Starbucks pie. That's what this is all about. I will say this though, that the players are very much organized. We hear that they have not cashed a lot of their licensing checks over time, so they have a huge, huge war chest, and they should be in this, one would suspect, for the long haul.
So you're expecting a long haul here. Now, Pablo Torre, I turn to you. You've seen work stoppages in major sports before, and the sports, the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball. I know, Woody, you thought it was on the ropes in 94, but it survived. Pablo, how do you see it this time?
No, Tony, I'm watching what was once the foremost example of organizing in American life, the Major League Baseball Players Association, being insulted into unity, into organization. KB is right about this. The idea that these players are seemingly agitated to a degree we cannot remember is very telling, because Rob Manfred right now is being the rodeo clown villain, right? And I think that's not coincidental. I think it's telling that Rob Manfred goes out there and is basically getting everybody mad at him, right? Hey, don't pay attention to the guys, the owners, the billionaires who are just trying to take you for a ride. Pay attention to the guy we put in front of the microphone who is there to attract attention. But the consequence of that, Tony, as much as it protects the owners, is that the players are mad. And I think they're digging in. And I think you don't have to go back to the 1800s, the 1900s. Just stick with it right now. The risk to baseball is that they are on an iceberg in this media economy. There are a zillion choices. Their territory gets smaller every day. They're risking that territory shrinking even beyond that, which to me is a massive mistake.
Clinton Yates back in.
The biggest difference is the TV money. It actually changes the negotiables. It is not the same in terms of everything. And if you've got that added on to the fact that people know, wow, it's actually really hard for me to see a baseball game on my actual television, it doesn't take much to realize who's the one actually controlling that. Oh, right, it's not the players. They're the ones out there playing the game, and they're the ones you want to watch. The metrics are obvious, even to the most basic.
You believe it's obvious. I mean, the argument has always been, wow, these players, some are signing $300 million contracts. How can we? I know you don't believe fans. Clinton, I know you're shaking your head no, and I may agree with you opinion-wise, yeah. But that's still out there. You're playing, you know, a child's game. You should enjoy what you have and get back on the field. Go ahead.
The reason it's different is because people view the entirety of the sport differently, yeah. Not just the top flight of the leagues. When you've got people that are sleeping in cars because they're trying to make a living playing baseball, people know that. People understand that from a life perspective, not just one that has to do with how many homers you hit or how well you can throw your slider.
So I gave that poll out, and it's 50-50, basically. People say the sport will lose. They will lose you now that they're canceling games. Do you believe that's the – I may be unlosable myself. Love this game, grew up on this game. I may be unlosable. Clinton, you may consider yourself unlosable. Do you believe the league will lose fans over this?
I don't think it's about the fans you lose. It's about the fans you cut yourself off from an ability to gain. That is the whole point
okay.
here. If people
well
never get interest going forward, then you've killed yourself at the knees, which is why this is so asinine to begin with.
The game loves nostalgia, talking about what it used to be. Lost the way to nostalgia. Somebody sent me a note today, which I thought was brilliant. I wish I had the name in front of me right now. They're losing the current and the future. We're going to move on. NFL news of the day. Arizona Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury and GM Steve Keim agreeing to terms on a new contract extension today. How very interesting, Pablo Torre. The latest from this franchise during their very public kerfuffle with Kyler Murray. How do you read coach and GM got new deals?
Tony, it tells me that Kyler Murray better be ready to miss practice, training camp, games if he wants to be paid. as he believes he should. He believes he's an MVP candidate. Clearly, by re-signing to long extensions the head coach and the GM, they believe that those guys' opinion of him, which reportedly is significantly less than his own opinion of himself, is the one that they lean towards. And what's extra fascinating about all of this internal drama, is that the same guy who released that TLDR message in 9-point font, strewn with typos that no one could actually zoom in enough to comprehend, Eric Burkhart, the agent of Kyler Murray, is also the agent to Cliff Kingsbury. And they apparently, Cliff and Kyler, have not talked since that message. So all of this tells me that a cold war of sorts is in the brewing.
Kevin Blackstone.
But Pablo, which came first, the Kingsbury or the Kyler? I would argue to you that it is the Kyler, who Kingsbury has been recruiting since he was in high school. And once he gets to Arizona, he says, I've got to have this guy as my quarterback. He gets him as his guy after they blow up the other guy and the other coaching staff. And what happens? They become a perennial playoff team that is threatening to get to the Super Bowl in this NFL action that's going on. So I would argue to you that this is going to get done. That right now, this is a lot of smoke, and there's no fire here, and that
no
Kyler
fire
Murray
here.
Is
this is the
be,
fifth
no,
time
exactly.
we've done this in 2.5 weeks, Kevin Blackstone.
Well,
but
well, I'm
yes,
just
that
saying,
may be our fault. But the fire was set by a CBS receipt that was 15
the
feet long,
fire
which was
statements.
The release from the agent Woody Page,
which should have been set on fire.
Yes, thank you, Woody. What's your read on this?
So the ownership, which gave the general manager and the coach these long-term contract extensions to 2027, are they really going to be there if Murray's not there in 2027? Why don't you take care of the guy who actually is responsible for the success that a franchise that has been awful throughout its extension, throughout its entire history, and really you got somebody that is a great young quarterback for you? Pay him. That's the main thing here. You want to go in order, you pay the quarterback. Then you pay the coach who's responsible for some of the success that they've had. Then you pay the general manager who really hasn't done much at all but just sit there. I just think they're doing
Okay, Woody Page, Clinton Yates.
This reminds me of one of those shows that people are talking about online that I'm like, what's different than this about every other show? Oh, it's shot beautifully. It's got actors that you love from other things. Then you tune
Euphoria
in and you're like,
good.
This is just like every other program that I've seen before. This is a garden variety dispute between a quarterback, a GM, and the coach. This should not be getting out. That is a function of how the Cardinals run their operation, something Kyler probably noticed in terms of their professionalism and was like, I'm going to need some more money before I'm going to be out here running around trying to risk myself for you guys. Because I'm the most popular person here who's been here since a decade.
Pablo Torre, last word around the horn.
But just keep in mind, the gap in annual salary between the number one most paid quarterback and the 10th, it's about $15 million a year. That is an enormous gap for Kyler Murray to try and bridge if his employers clearly don't
enormous
think he's
gap right now
one.
Between Pablo Torre and Clinton Yates and Kevin Blackstone and Woody Page. See what you guys can do in buy or sell. Just because we like to give credit where credit's due. The nostalgia, nostalgia line in my mentions from Gregory Williams. He came up with it. Good line, Gregory. You know, I love nostalgia. Nobody does it like they used to. Let's go around the horn. Buy or sell next.
No.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Royal Caribbean. Rise to the vacation. Come seek.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
NFL Competition Committee meeting this week. Will overtime be changed? Indianapolis Colts proposing both teams get the ball. Buffalo Bills, who have the biggest claim to want both teams getting the ball, have a slightly different model, a set time, like basketball or soccer. So teams know that, use their timeouts, and maybe both teams get possession once or twice, maybe more than that, but you're playing to a certain time. Pablo Torre, will either of these fly?
I don't think so, Tony. The decision that should be made here is to actually go back to what the Ravens had proposed years ago, the spot and choose notion. One team that wins the toss, spots the ball, the other team ends up figuring out, do we want to play offense or defense, right? The, hey, here's a piece of cake, I'll cut it, you
okay.
Choose which
But don't you see what's behind you? The algorithm is behind you. One is, both teams get the ball. One is, we play 7 minutes and we decide, you just had teams spotting the ball. Could that be
That's
a bridge
right.
too far, Pablo?
It's too far for people who are scared of those numbers that were flying around my head. It's actually not that complicated. It's like a piece of cake with your friend, right? You have to come to a compromise.
Look at Woody's face right now and say again it's not too complicated. Blackiston, I'll go to you.
No, it's a piece of cake and you share it with your friends in half. Give one person one half and the other person the other half. It is that simple. How can we do it by time? Do we make it 5 minutes? Do we make it 7 minutes and 30 seconds? Do we make it 10 minutes? I can't figure that out.
That's too difficult for you, Kevin, to figure out a time?
Yeah.
Woody Page on overtime. Do they need to change it? And which proposal do you think flies?
Of course they need to change it, but all you have to do to simplify it is each team gets the ball. And then if they both score touchdowns, then the next team to score wins the game. Why does it have to be like World Cup soccer overtimes? I don't understand that.
Yeah, you don't. Like you have no idea what you're talking about there. Clinton Yates, how about you?
Let me boil it down to the easiest way to say it. Yes, just play more football. It's an extra period. My only qualm would be you extend the break time between the fourth quarter and that overtime period because you know it's going to be extended. And after that, if you want to go to sudden death, that's fine by me.
That's a four-hour game.
Did we get to the bottom of this? I don't know if we adequately got to the bottom of this. Everybody's losing a point. We move on. Fire Cell 2, remember Frank Sinatra has a cold? Woody, Kevin, you remember that.
Yes.
Clinton, Bob,
Gay
Talif, it's the greatest magazine article ever. LeBron James is tired. And now here's the latest after last night's loss.
Until you stump me out, cut my head off, bury me 12 feet under, then I got a chance. So that's my confidence.
Clinton, how do you hear and how do you see LeBron last night?
LeBron sounds like a guy who's exaggerating because he knows he has an incredible reputation to live up to in terms of what his durability is. A couple weeks back, he said, the only way for me to heal is rest. He knows that, but he can't say that because the Lakers are acting like they're doing something this season. In reality, they should probably shut it down and figure out what's going to happen next year and their future as well.
Ooh, shut it down is what you would say. LeBron won't say that, but that's what they should do. Woody Page?
I interpret it differently, Clinton. I think it was a case of he couldn't say Westbrook can't throw a three-pointer in the ocean from here, that Anthony Davis can't stay well, these other guys don't play a stick of defense, and I'm the only one out there that's actually trying to pull this team into the playoffs. That's what he wanted to say, and he couldn't.
Blackstone?
Well, that was a paranormal explanation for his place in the world and in basketball, right? I mean, 12 feet under, decapitated, that's like vampire type stuff. What that tells me is he's not going anywhere. He's going to hang around for a couple more years until he can play with his son with the Lakers in L.A. in front of
Pablo Torre.
I do like, as KB pointed out, that LeBron needs to be buried at double the height away from the ground that most normal people are buried. But I will also point out that this is LeBron saying that people are trying to bury him. And individually, I don't think any sane person is trying to do that. He's averaging 29-9-6 in their last, I believe, like 21 games or so, but the Lakers are 6-15. We know it's not LeBron the player's fault. It's everybody else's. So I just like how he's also both Goliath and David at the same time.
Anybody else with Clinton that they should shut it down and save whatever LeBron might have left next year or the year after for a run because this is just a play-in at best? No? Nobody's with Clinton there. Okay.
No, not yet.
Clinton, you should do that at one of your three-hour radio shows locally in L.A., you know. If you
have time. Trust me. We've talked about it at length. At
Stone,
much length.
Torrey Dunn, Yates, Age Showdown in 2 minutes.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Three more top 10 teams losing last night. The madness is madness, my friend. Unranked TCU over number 6 Kansas. Number 10 Wisconsin beating number 8 Purdue. The bank shot 3-pointer. Number 11 Villanova catching number 9 Providence. Duke, maybe the only top 10 team that avoided a loss this week, by the way. Coach K winning his last road game. Biggest result from college hoops last night, Clinton?
It's got to be Wisconsin for me. They've won 5 in a row now to take the Big Ten, and they had so many teams stacked at the top to win that with games to go. It was nuts. And by the way, the last time they did that was 2015 when they were in the national title game.
Do you realize, would you shut up for a minute? Do you realize that Coach K won an ACC championship, regular season championship, in his last appearance on the road? It's been 11 years. It's hard to believe that since Duke won a regular season championship.
So what are you saying? Duke doesn't get enough credit? That they don't get talked about enough?
Yeah.
Boyd, Clinton Yates, Showdown 2, Video Daily Double. Better move from last night. Patrick Laine with the Hezzy for a goal. Or Nathan MacKinnon, the filth between the defenseman's legs for a goal. Woody Page, I think I know where you might go here.
Yes, Nathan Skate and the Joker are the two best passing centers in America right now. They can pass through people's legs, and actually Nate can pass to himself and then score. He should have gotten the assist too.
Glenn Yates?
You skipped the best part, which is that he stole the puck off of his teammate and then ripped the shot blind, okay? Goal scorer's goal right there, Woody. Forget about the passing.
Woody, you're getting a point for MacKinnon and Jokic being the two best passing centers. But Clinton Yates, get in the FaceTime. 30 seconds.
It was a dark day for Major League Baseball yesterday, but all is not lost. Number one, college baseball is playing a lot, but there are still professionals out there in the minor leagues. And I'm not just talking about the players. Everybody from the staffs to the front offices to the grounds crew who keeps that thing going on the smaller parts of America that are connected to the ballpark, go out and support them this summer. Major League Baseball is not the only form of this game that you're allowed to love. Shout out to MILB and everybody who makes it work. I love it. And by the way, the Asheville Tourists, I'm coming to see you soon this
You
summer.
Love the Asheville Tourists.
I'm wearing their t-shirt right now.
A man who lives like life like a tourist. There it is. You know, we talked about this yesterday. People love it. It was great.
the Binghamton Rumble Ponies giving us a shout at Jacksonville's Jumbo Shrimp.
Blackstone Blue Crabs jersey.
So we have Disco Turkeys in the house. We have Blue Claws in the
Myrtle
house.
Myrtle Beach Pelicans.
The Pelicans. The Lookouts.
Going for a 4-point.
We're on a 23.5-hour break. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
With aliens.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.